Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Yeah, we're going to start the show off tonight. I see a lot of stuff been going on and a lot of hoopla with the no-prep race. And you know, a lot of the guys been crying before that the tracks don't have enough prep. Now, what is a certain thing now that everybody likes this no-prep race? Now, I don't know if it's the excitement, the thrill, trying to make it down. Or so that's what I'm trying to ask people right now. What is their preference going on right now? Are you into the no prep race and trying to make it down, or do you want a track that want to be prepped and you need to, so you can apply all the power down? That's the whole deal right now. We've been seeing a lot of this hit stuff going on, and if you look lately, it's been going out and it's like it's catching to be contagious right now, like this no prep stuff. So I've been looking, I've been seeing a lot of people tearing their cars up also, and in my mind, I'm like, I thought it was a problem that everybody wanted the best traction they can get. But now it seems like we're going to be changing back again. So I'd like for you guys to call in tonight and tell me what is your preference about everything tonight, about what you think. What do you want? What would you like to say at? Are you changing your mind? Are you thinking about going to no prep races also? And, you know, the thing is, it's dangerous. It's got a lot of drawbacks. I mean, it's already bad enough. You're going fast as it is. Now what are you going to do? Take a chance at risking everything and risking both cars or risking your life? We always say we want to be safety first, worrying about getting down the track to have a good prep. Now I'm looking at it now. It's one of these things I just seen just recently. And just no prep stuff is jumping all over the place. And I really don't understand it. I'm kind of dumbfounded on this one. So I like to have a lot of people call in tonight and see what they got to tell me, what they think about this stuff right now. Another thing, we do have some more races locked in. I know I talked to a few of the guys, and they wanted to clear it up, what they were doing. I know I got Big George, I got Rico, and all of them be coming on later on. I'm going to see about them. I know they got some races locked in. Like I said, we know Racing Jason's brother, 10-5 Drew's, got a race locked in. I just didn't get the picture of the Mustang he's running. And the deal is small block, straight head. It's got to be standard deck height and a 10x28 on it. That's the deal. That's the whole thing right there in a nutshell. And it's pretty good. I know the other car's coming all steel, so we'll just see what happens. You know, we got a lot to go, but those are the steps for that race. Also, if everybody know, I know Nate and Weeby's got their strips down. Weeby's going to give the small block the back tire, and we're going to work with that one. So it's a lot of things on the table here. Extreme, yeah, we all know he's locked in with the truck. He's locked in with Brandon. Both trucks are coming out of there. Whatever you got to do, you got to do. How much you got to spray, doesn't matter. Heads up. So that race is also locked in. That was locked in off the weekend. So I'm looking at a lot of things going on and looking better and better for the 23rd. So I know a couple other guys were asking me about it and saying they want to do something. So we're going to find out. We want to see what else we got there. We got a lot of other guys looking for some action. So I know Street King, he's waiting for a couple people. And we will be getting some answers real, real soon. I got a couple more. Let me see. Oh, yeah, we have, like I said, Rico will be on the mic. We also have Willie Dog. He'll be in there looking for action that day. So we got quite a bit. I'm going to call up. I'm going to let Rico come in right now because I know they wanted to come in and I wanted to get them over with right quick. Rico, if you want, you can hit your one button now. Big George, if you want, you can hit the one button now also. Pull both of you guys in now. Make sure I see the number down here. Hit your one button. I'm quite sure we still got the thing working. This computer's be flatlining. Okay, I'm going to see. Let me just make sure I got it online here. I'm going to have George call in right now because I know he wanted to speak upon something. And I see your line, but you're not hitting the one button. Let me make sure I call him in. Hold on one second, you guys. All right. I'll text him in. Also, we also have a couple of guys coming out from Chicago. Three Lug will be out in there in the building. I'm pretty sure. I didn't get to talk to him yet. I'm going to be calling them up a little bit later on. Leon from Chicago, because I know him and Dog went out to lunch this weekend, and Goldie and the whole crew. And they said they were going to be in the building on a live feed, so I want to see what they're bringing also, but I think they're going to make sure they lock in. Also, he's been bugging me, so I want to let everybody know Kiwan is still bugging me about that small block issue. He wants to hurry up and lock in because his motor's going to get sold. So if anybody's looking for motor action, small block, stock suspension, he says, on 28s, doesn't care about your small block, what it is. He just wants to run. He claims he's got the baddest small block now. If you ever everybody heard last week what he said, he thinks he's got the baddest small block on the Northeast Coast, so... That being said, he just told me he's trying to get a race locked in because after that, the motor will be sold. So if anybody's looking for that action, looking for action and wants to step up to him before he sells it. I don't know what he's doing after that. I don't know if he's going big block, nitrous, or whatever. But he does have the motor already just about sold. So I just want to make sure everybody knows. If you ask him after that, it's going to be a while before you get a run with him. So he told me that for sure. So if anybody's looking for action with Kiwan, he's looking for action with it, and we'll go for that. Let me see. What did he just do? He can't get through on the phone. Let me see what the heck. Wow. Let me call up Big George because I'm going to have to call him in because he can't get through. Oh, no, hold on. Let me see. Let's see if I can get Big George over here. I've been having problems with these, some of the phones don't go through. I don't know why. Their services are different. So I'm going to see if I can call into Big George right now. Let's see what he has to say. Okay, hold on 1 second. Here we go. All right, let's see what we get. Let's see if we get George right now.
Go ahead.
Big George.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
You go ahead. You tell us what you had going on. I just want to make sure I got you in now.
Oh, okay. Who you got a little more on the phone, Rico? Who you on the phone?
No, I don't have neither one of them on there right now. Hold on. Let me see if I can get them on. Let me see what happened here. Hold on 1 second. Let me see. Trying to get him in. Let's see. Let's see if Rico gets in. Rico or Little Mo, you can hit the one button right now. I'm not sure if I see the number on, but I don't know why it's not coming over the screen, Big George. But Big
what
George,
is your
topic? What you were talking about, what you guys were talking about. I know you called me up like a couple days ago, and you said you wanted to lock that in, and you did whatever. And
yeah, well,
you had something. Go ahead, explain. Yeah. You can explain it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I called in. I contacted you to get in contact with Rico on there. I didn't have that number, but and like I said, I wanted to run. I set the race up with y'all. The race was supposed to have been lined up for Larry T's race. Now, I talked to a race. We did lock in for the 30th, but I thought that was Larry T's race. Not running on that race. I'm running just on Larry T's race. I'm not running on nobody else's race, and I'm not obligated one on my, so I just want to clarify with Mo that it's going to be in Fayetteville, not Virginia Motors, I mean not VMP.
Virginia Motors, yeah.
Right.
Let me see. They just hit me and tell me you got to hit the one button if you want me to click it in. They just text me just a while ago, and I told them they got to hit the one button.
Yeah, tell that motherfucking Little Mo, don't tell Little Mo, don't duck me now.
Yeah, they didn't hit the one button, so it's not coming up, and I don't see you. So, Tammy, you got to hit the one button. If you don't hit the one button, I can't see you where you are.
So, what's your topic about today?
Well, you know, everybody's been doing this here junk lately, and you look, and you've been seeing these radio preps, and no prep, you know, you prep tracks and you're getting that no prep tracks, right? I noticed
right.
Everybody's, it's like excitement going on the other way, like there's no prep racing. And I just don't understand all of a sudden now we're jumping from one end to another end. Before it was one of those things that everybody had to have a track prep, otherwise they didn't want to come. Now they don't care, they're acting like they don't care about the prep. And they're racing on these tracks with the slick surface. And they really can't lay all the power down, you know. And I'm like saying to myself, is it the excitement because you're on the edge, or what is it? What is it that draws you to go out there, you know, really get out there and almost tear your shit up, just to be real? So that's what I was right.
Well, I'm going to give you a little input on that. I mean, y'all doing such a great job with prep track. But I guess the thrill, now, it only can go one way. Because what you mean with a no-prep track is like back in street racing time. So it's the thrill of actually you have to drive. It's the thought that you have to drive instead of, I mean, it depends on how taken it. I'm going to keep it 100 because you got people trying to start things to make money off of. It's actually no money to be made anyway in this kind of sport anyway, because it gets too personal. You understand what I'm saying? So now, if you're gonna keep something that you're dealing with to keep forward, you should stay with the prep stuff, cause it's easier to keep one thing, keep going. No prep. I never actually ran on prep track, but my philosophy, cause I don't actually have the money to get bigger motors. This just on my behalf. You understand what I'm saying? Cause I'm doing everything myself. So you can get by with a track when it's cold, it's not working. But to actually focus on no prep track, no, cause it's a lot of repercussions in behind it. I don't see where it's really benefit. Cause a real horsepower car, you're not gonna get it down the track. But I can see if it was another class that there was no prep, it makes sense. But the girls' world is actually to put down horsepower. You want to see somebody be safe and also get down the track side by side. You know what I'm saying? So it's not no real. Like I say, everybody trying to figure out how to change the game up to their advantage. It shouldn't be no game change, because once you start going through the track, you actually throw the weight. You want to get away from, we had a lot of incidents in our town, in D.C. and Maryland, because we lost lives with this street racing. So why would you even want to keep it to that level? You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, it's a lot of things to it, man. But, people want to see good racing. But, racing and flip all the way a circle anyway, because people worry about what motor. It's like I hear an argument about somebody told somebody what motor size they got, how fast they go. That's just somebody that's not sure they self. Me, myself, I ran big blocks, I ran back half cars, I ran chassis cars. My style of racing is, you got to actually outdrive me. Just like when I ran your son, hypothetically. I just knew I could beat your son. You understand what I'm saying? And guess what? He turned the whole game plan around in the gate. And I couldn't get back. You understand what I'm saying? So, it's a lot of politicians and with this no prep stuff, but me myself, none of it no good. It's actually to who can drive. It's nothing else to it.
Yeah. Well, hold on a second, George, because I think I just might have got Rico. I think he did hit the one button. Let me just make sure. 336-0901, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe? That's Austin. I'm calling to tell you that Lil Mo should be calling in.
Who is this?
What number does is Austin?
I know that ain't Austin. No, tell him make sure he get there too. Hey, Austin. First of all, I'm gonna say hey to you. I'm gonna say hey to you first, cause I respect younger dudes. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to get in my world. You know what I'm saying? I'm old. My old girls, race. You got to come up the ladder. Hey, Austin. But I like your style. Hey, Austin, I dig your style is real good, man. But I'm going to let you know, man. I'm gonna take care of Lil Mo. You can believe that. Lil Mo can't beat me, man.
That ain't what you said to Goliath.
Huh? Well, okay, well, hey, because I come, someone like an excuse, he did beat me. He beat me. You're right. But I know, pound for pound, he can't beat my car, man, in no kind of way.
All right. Well, guess what?
I'm going to tell you this. I don't care what y'all do to that car, man. Long as he run me off the trailer, I don't care. Y'all got 2 months, 3 months. I don't care what y'all, long as y'all small block and a regular, I know Dominator carburetor. I don't care how much.
George. You got to go back and go back on your statement now. You said you didn't care what we did to the car. Now all of a sudden you're saying how it has to come.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You guess what? You're right. As long as you say small block, I'm just going to specify. I can't run no big block car. Guess what, man? Guess what? I don't even care how he come. I don't even care how he come. Guess what? I don't care. You're right. I'm gonna put it back like it's supposed, like the real racer that I am. I don't care what he come with, long as it's the same car and he driving. That's it. Off the trail. You're right.
What number do a little Mo come with in the beginning? You know.
Hold on. His number should be. It's a 910 area code, and the last four is 9504.
Okay, yeah, no, I didn't see it on here. But hold on one second, you guys. Well, because this number, let me just make sure, y'all stay right on. It's 470-8687. Your mic is open.
Do not leave your luggage unattended at any time.
470-8687, your mic is open.
Any item for someone you do not know.
Say this little mouth.
Huh?
Y'all hear me?
470-8687. I'm about to close your mic because they ain't nothing echoing.
That's
Lil
Mo,
Jeff.
Hello?
That's
Lil
Mo.
Oh, y'all. What's up? Hey, Lil Mo, you know I'm going to speak to you with props first.
Down a little bit because they can barely hear you.
Can y'all hear me?
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you, man. What's up, Lil Mo?
I hear you on here.
You what? Come on, man. Talk up, man. Let me tell you something, man. Talk up so I can hear you, man. I don't understand. Hey, I want you to talk up, man. You can talk to me clear, man. You don't need to talk to me anything abrupt, man.
Hey.
I'm a man. Hey, I'm a man, you hear me?
Look, I had to call you from my doggone work phone. I can't be here yelling, you know, in front of these people like this. But I hear you on here, Lil Boss. And if you come on up to Fayetteville at Long Island Journey Race, I'm going to be there. And I done heard what you had to say. The car, as long as I'm driving, we can do anything we want to with the car. You know what I'm saying? We had to say to my tuna. It's locked in at Fayetteville. I don't know what the hell Joe was talking about for VMP. But you did say, what, $300 or $400? Which one do you want to do?
Well, I mean, we got a race, but we agreed on four. But I mean, anything from 1 to 400, you got to bet.
Off the trailer.
Off the trailer.
Okay, well, shut up, talk about it. It's done. Lock it in.
Now, is it anywhere you want to go afterwards? I mean, what hotel or what dinner you want to go? I mean, I want wine and dine you first, man. Any restaurant you want to go to first?
Austin, take this conversation.
Austin.
What's up?
Hey, Austin.
What's going on?
Hey, I want to take him somewhere nice, man. Get the best restaurant. We gonna do the restaurant with the entrees and all that and wine. Then,
hey,
what we gonna do with track? Yeah, go ahead.
We're gonna get you to sign the parachute after he pull it in your face this time. We're gonna make sure you.
I tell you what, I'm betting you don't pull the parachute this time.
I bet he do.
Yeah, you got a bet. You got a separate bet. You won't pull the parachute in front of me this time. Now we can have a side bet 100. Listen, man. Anywhere from 5,200 side bet, you will not get a chance to pull no parachute on me.
Joe.
What?
This same bluffing and yelling and screaming you was doing in the staging lane. You got a whole fucking racetrack to cover. Cause that's about how much I beat you by. With the parachute.
Yeah, okay. You sound good.
You better go work on it. You got a whole gap to cover.
You say what? You say what?
You got a whole gap to cover. You better go work on it.
Oh, man. You easy, man. You easy, man. Guess what? I'm calling you, right? I'm calling you to make this race happen, right?
You ain't called me.
Right?
We tried to. Look, you ain't called me. we called you after the race when you was loading the bitch up as soon as possible.
No, well, I mean, that's how I always do. I never run two races at a track. I never did that all my life. I always look, after I win or lose, I pack my stuff up and go.
Okay.
Oh,
so
then that means that ain't little Mo. That means I ain't gonna be able to get him.
Who that? Who you talking to? Who you talking to, Austin?
You.
You ain't Austin. You ain't that P model, Austin. But guess what, Austin?
Let me ask you this. What's my record at Fayetteville? I don't think I took a loss.
Oh, but you gonna take a loss this? Hey, but Austin, my grandson is handling you.
Okay.
I ain't gonna promise you gonna, but I guarantee you, CJ will handle you. I don't care what car you come with, CJ will take care of you.
Say no more.
Okay, you got it. He'll be on the phone in a minute. He told me especially get you on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, we can go ahead and lock these in both races. Hey!
Words of the famous Bebe Garner to Big George. You will never win that stream.
Man, Bebe ain't got a sense he was born with, man. I bet you this. Bebe won't sit in nothing and run me. Now. Bebe won't sit in nothing and run me. Now. Make that happen.
Well, beat Lil Mo. Now. You make that happen.
Okay. Nah, you ran your mouth. Bebe can't sit in nothing and beat me. Nothing. Off no trailer.
Well, I can't speak for Uncle, but...
You bet not say nothing about Bebe getting in the car running me. I wish you would. Him or Rico.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep running your mouth. Then make that happen.
Man,
why you stumbling, man? Hold on, man. Take a drink of water and clear your throat out, man, so you can talk to me like a man. You can't get mad running. You can't milk them on popcorn to run me. No kind of way. Man, you can't put no anybody in a car to run Big George, man. Where you get that at? Where you get that from? Oh, man, that's a phone call. But hello? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you still there. Yeah,
I mean, they ain't got quiet now. What's going on? A rap song came on or something?
Your mic's open.
Huh? No, Mo. Austin, y'all ain't talking or something? What's wrong? What's going on?
You talking about...
I don't know what happened to him. Hold on. I got to open this mic up because Charlie, mic is open. 240-2313, your mic is open.
Good evening, guys. It's Charlie Brown.
What's up, Charlie? How's everything?
Everything is good. I know we were talking about the prep, no prep, so it kind of piqued my interest. I know we were hauling for a $400 race, but I was great to hang the phone up. But
No. This is
What did he just say?
I said we were hauling for $400, man. Flip the man a quarter for it. Be done with that. But anyway,
We done with what?
All the hauling you doing.
Man, come on, man. Hey, Charlie.
Hey,
I don't think you want to make this personal. Listen, man. I don't think you want to make this personal, man. You what?
I
can do what I want. I'm a grown ass fucking man, man.
It's my job, man.
Get the fuck off my phone, man.
George, you hollering? Run the 400, man. Open the lineup.
Yeah, y'all talking about racing, but look, this is hold on a second, Charlie. I know you Well, you, I know you do the no prep race.
Yeah, we do it.
Charlie.
Do it. And I, you know, I just, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Now, you do the no prep race. Now,
yes,
I see you won a couple of them.
Yes, sir.
What do you prefer, a prep track or a non-prep set track? That's what I need to ask
matter.
You.
It don't matter. We got about four different tune-ups. My man will walk out
uh-huh.
to look at the track and know what we'll run off the trailer on a prep, no prep. We went to Galat with Brittany off the trailer. When you got good parts
mm-hmm.
under your car and a good man in your corner, it don't care what the surface is. We're gonna get down. We ain't gonna shake tires on the road. A mid prep. You gotta have good undercarriage, a good game plan on what you need for your car and what tune up you need. I hear that saying fast cars don't get down it. I see Megalodon and Larry Lawson. Them 3 second cars on no prep. You gotta drive. You can't drive something you ain't got. You gotta have a car.
Now, can I ask you something, Charlie? Say for example, now you can't put all the power that's down that you could put down on a no prep track. That's the only difference. It's a tuning thing situation, right?
Well, we brought it two tenths slower. Two tenths
okay.
slower. On a prep, no prep.
Okay.
But a win is a win. You can go to those no prep, the purse is $5, $10, $15, $20,000. Eight, 10 car fields,
mm-hmm.
15 car fields. You ain't got to go there. You ain't
got
to be hooping. You ain't got to be hollering.
Back there somewhere.
And it's good fun. So it's pretty, I think it's a new thing. It's a lot of no prep. We can go, we change the car as far as, Going fast ain't always winning. A win is a win. You have to tune out there, got a man, out tune out a man. Any good fighter got a good corner man. I got a good corner man that will set the car up and say, we're going to go down it, don't worry. We ain't got to go up West Virginia where we go. It's at an airport. They got cracks in the track, the golf balls fall in. We go straight down it. So I mean,
okay,
it ain't a driver.
This is what I'm saying right now. So basically, it's really a tuning thing there for a no prep surface thing.
Tuning, and having a car to handle what you're trying to do. You gotta have a car
okay.
to handle it. And a lot of the guys at the no prep are catching on. We have never shook down at the track last year. We come right off the trailer, any track, anywhere. We can look at the track and see what we need, the what formula we need. So it ain't a slower car, faster car. You got to have good stuff on your car. Got to have good tires, good undercarriage, good this, good that. And you'll get down it. That's
okay,
how okay. Knowing what the recipe is, you need to bake this cake. A lot of guys, they still thinking, you know, if you cook on a cake for a nursing home, we need all this sugar. The cake just as good with less sugar. You're successful. So you got to
mm-hmm.
be successful and think this thing out. So,
okay,
I mean, that's where it is with the no prep. So we
yeah,
because
I'm telling you, I'm looking at it now. I'm going to tell everybody right now. You notice how it's been catching on, and don't get me wrong. I seen it the other day when I came in from work, and I had to stop in lunchtime, and it was on
okay.
TV, and I, like, no prep. It was crazy, but I saw a lot of people tearing up some cars, too. And
well,
I used to always hear people saying the stock is not prepped enough, and we can't do nothing, and... So that's the reason why I wanted to know.
Well, you got to run your car for what's made. What you got? I mean, you can't. Of course, you got to take power out. But if you win, you win it, regardless of where it is. So I mean, you ain't as quick, but you're right there. I mean, you have to set your car for what you're trying to do to it.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Hold on one second, Charlie, because I might want to speak to you about that, so I want to make sure you know. Yeah, I know how these guys, everybody, some people say, you know, they don't like it. So here you were one of the races
they don't like it,
one of the no prep races, a couple of them, I'm pretty sure, right? And
uh-huh.
you also go out there and you grudge race the car.
So
I'm going to open up the mic,
track,
and I'm going to let some people, you know, I'm opening up a couple of these mics, and maybe you can tell them how it is in case they won't come over. 973-6497, your mic is open.
Taylor. see if she wanna cut
this. Yeah, Joe, good evening. Good evening. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year, everyone.
Hey, Happy New Year. How's everything, Slick?
I'm well.
What is your take on that, Slick?
Well, that's exactly why I called. I'm not in favor of a no-prep track. I mean, that's why we all got off the street racing to go to the track, because it's much safer. You know what I'm saying? A prep track is what you kind of expect. You know what I'm saying? I've been to prep tracks. That's all I really know. And I've been at tracks that are just poorly prepped. I've never been at a no-prep track, so I don't know what to expect with that. You know, a lot of guys, I hear them talking about, it's tune-up for that day and everything. I mean, you'll be all day chasing the tuna. It don't make no sense to me. And a lot of guys now are trying to run off the trailer. The better you prepare your car, good. But you can't prepare your car for a no-prep track. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
can't
I mean,
get a car that way.
Now, Charlie says that
we got
guy walks out there and can tell.
We got four different tune-ups. Some sticky, no sticky, or very sticky. And we raised had a track up there in West Virginia. It's like out here being on ice. You can't even stand up on it. It's so slick. And we get down it. Don't spin. Come right off the trailer. We know we need plan A or plan B or plan C. You got to learn the formula. And it's what it is to do it. It ain't easy.
I hear what you're saying, but a lot of good race cars get destroyed out there. People getting
well,
messing around on tracks like that.
Well, it is dangerous, especially when you're trying to not tune your car, prepare yourself for it. But our car hasn't got loose. Knock on wood, it hasn't got loose. It hasn't spun leaving the line. We have no problem doing
it. I hear what you're saying, but how can you prepare for what you don't know? You know what I'm saying? You build a car,
right.
You spend $40,000, $50,000 building a car, and you take it to a track. First or second shot out there, the car going to the guardrail. Then what?
The time I went up there, it was cars on the roof. It was. But like I said, you need a good corner man. I can't get online and tell you how to do it because I do it. But it's an art to it. And once you're
so you're saying you've been lucky. You've been fortunate. You've been lucky and fortunate.
I don't know but I've been lucky, but I had a good corner man that knew the formula, what it takes to put our car just where it needs to be, and we had no problem doing it. And we're planning on this year going away even more. For way more money. They got like $20,000 no preps. Once you learn the formula and you get in and you learn a little of this and a little of that, I do it. I can't put everything out. But once you learn how to do it, it's like playing tonk. Once you learn how to do it, it's easy. When you ain't done it, everybody's going to beat your brains out. But it's an art.
You got traction devices and shit like that. And you got, you can get down through the quarter. I get that.
Yeah.
You know, everybody
gets
that.
I don't
but we're trying to put down the most power we possibly can.
But is that winning? Is that winning?
What, not using your horsepower? No, that's not winning.
why not?
Man, listen, we spend a lot of money on these cars every fucking season to try to get the most horsepower we can to the motors to get it to the ground. And then y'all want to fuck up the ground? That don't make no sense. I'm sorry. Hey, this is goddamn street outlaw shit. These white boys leading the brothers on the way. They setting the pace, and we fucking falling in line. That's some bullshit.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, I see what the problem is, because you're thinking you're going to go out there and go your same track speed. You're not. But at the end of the day, when they give you $5,000 or $8,000 for winning, you didn't need that kind of speed. You don't need that much. You don't need that much hit.
At some point, you
got to make adjustments.
You game because of the purse. You know what I'm saying? So when they start
why do we race for enjoyment?
I guess you're going to do it because the money is right.
Well, why get up every morning and go down them steps? And
that's a whole other story.
But I got
a whole
if I got a car and I'm putting a ton of money in it, I won't win regardless. That money just as good as the track money. I go to the track, raise my $500, $1,500. I can go up there and get $5,000. Why wouldn't I do it? And color ain't got nothing to do with it. I race, I play, I do everything. Color ain't got nothing to do with it. Their game, our game. It can be my game if I'm winning them.
I can blindfold you and tell you to run across the highway. You know what I'm saying?
Stop talking ridiculous. I'm going to run across the highway and get hit. Come on, man. Come on. I mean, I see why you can't get down it. You ain't even thinking straight. If I'm trying to tell
man,
you,
I ain't got,
you
I ain't
car
got a
ready,
car that got a problem getting down. I really don't.
Well, I mean,
that's not
if
the
you
issue.
Go to track, you go to track, you
go
500 out
the
track, gate, of course you can't get down it. How much
that's
you wanted to track last
down.
Year?
Excuse me?
But either you want to take advice to change a few things I can get down it, or it's going to be your way, and that's just the way it's going to be, and you'll never get down it.
Now, this is what I'm going to tell everybody this here right now, because I'm going to let everybody know ahead of time. There's been a couple of times that they tried to make me promoted, and that happened last year and the year before, toward the end of the year, the no prep race. And see, I was used to people telling me, Joe, if the track ain't right, we ain't coming down, and we don't want to trap our car and everything. So I understood that. So whatever I could do to make sure the track got prepped, I'd make sure. Just like Fayetteville this year coming March, you know, spent the extra money, went on out there, and we got Sticky Mafia coming out there. We got Jimmy Bradshaw coming out there to prep the whole track. You know, I didn't want to hear nobody say they couldn't get down. Now I'm looking at with the no prep races, it's they don't want to prep. And they racing like crazy, and I'm looking and looking, and I'm like, but then if I turn around, I mean, it's almost like a catch 22 in a way. And I said I did not want to do a no prep race. I turned myself down. I turned down at least 6 races that I could have promoted.
Because
I'm worried about safety. That's all. I'm gonna be real.
I'm at the barber shop. But I just want to say this.
Okay.
This man said his car worth $50,000, right? I couldn't give mine away for $20,000. I will lock him in for any amount on a no.
Hold on, no. See, you heard wrong.
You said
I
built a $50,000 car. You said you built a $50,000 car.
Spend $50,000 in a car. I didn't say I had one. You know what I'm saying?
I tell you what I tell you what I do. You did
my whole,
I tell you what I do.
Program for that.
I tell you what I do. You go find a $50,000 car, and I lock him in with this $20,000 car. If he never ran no prep, I lock him in. I can't get $20 for my car.
Okay, well,
I
like I
in.
Said, I'm strong.
I'm telling you, it's
our choice. Because I've had friends die at the track, die in the street. I've been doing this long enough to know, and I'm damn sure not going to take the chance to put my car or myself, or even a driver at risk that he might kill himself, not come home from the fucking track a day of fun. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, I used
ain't
to
got
feel
shit
the same
to prove
way.
To nobody.
Nah, I used to feel
I
the
ain't
same
got
way.
Shit to prove to nobody. You know what
I used
saying?
To feel the same way, but then I got there and I got to see what it took, and I'm all right with it now. When the first couple of times we went, I was literally just like you are. Then I got accustomed to it, and I said, man, this is easy. Once you learn the art tool,
all I can say is God bless you, bro. God bless
okay.
you.
Okay. Hey, look, I don't know if you know my car, but keep your eyes out for it this year. I was in a 59 car field up in West Virginia, made it to the Final Four last year. For $25,000, want to take off.
There's no lie, Slick. I'm going to tell you exactly who I was a child in them. They went to JJ the Boss in them race one day. And they put out a guy. I'm going to just let you know what happened. They put the guy out. And they were down to, 8 cars, I think? And the other car came back in. 4. But then the car that you beat ended up taking it back in.
Yeah.
How they put him back in, we don't know. That's the game that a lot of things play. So you got to be careful. Same car.
Yeah, see, then that's bullshit. And like I said,
but that's what we're talking about. There's
bullshit.
A lot of times a lot of people don't know
street
everything.
Outlaw shit, and you ain't going to win against Street Outlaws at one of the events. How the fuck you going to do that?
We got beat by the hustle, but I guarantee you we got beat by the hustle. We go back there again this year, we'll win it. We getting better every time. We're growing. We're getting better every time.
That is no lie about that, what happened. And that is no lie what happened. He can tell you, he can show you. And the man came, how they put the man back in, I have no idea how that man got
But they got us with the arm drop, the chase of the race. He never lifted his arms up. He just dropped them. their car took off.
Yeah,
we
but
went after them.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. Y'all falling in line with they shit. Horsepower for horsepower. Y'all will fuck them up every fucking day, every fucking day of the week. And then they want to make the track worse, so there's a
man,
better chance of them getting down there before you get down there.
This is what I'm gonna tell everybody, and this is the God honest truth. Where I used to be, I see how street outlaws has changed a lot of stuff. How people race now, you know, one guy say you jumped and you lost and all this. Everybody got a different rule. The code of the street was
the code
of the street was if you pass
that and whoop that boy.
Mm-hmm. But this and everybody knows this. The code of the street was, if you pass that flag, man, the race is on.
That
race is on.
That's why people,
if you jumped and you fouled and went past that flag, man, to stop, you got to might as well kept going because you lost. That was the code
that's
of the street. Everybody knows that. None of this junk that, you red lighted. Now all of a sudden, you are a light, you're a Christmas tree, you can tell the man move first. You know, I seen that thing. I remember them repeating that stuff up. And they took a race from the guy. Now, come on now. We're doing some stuff that ain't right. I mean, honestly, tell you the truth. Everybody wants to make it good for TV. So
exactly.
Now we're going to reinvent the whole grudge racing. That's not good.
To the woods, because that is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? They not going to lose. They not going to set it up so the next man can win. They're going to make sure their boys got the chance.
Yeah. And that was a code. Now all of a sudden we got some different stuff every time. You know, all it is glorified street racing is all it is. You know, in a controlled environment. That's all it is. I'm being real about it. That's all it is. We all know that. Look, they was doing other street. Now all of a sudden they coming to the track and saying no prep there. It's all about how to hustle the money, and I'm gonna be real about it. That's how I look at it. How to hustle the money. Until you see that, you'll never know. That's all it is.
The boss, they say, if a man, you think a man going to jump, they tell you just sit there. What the fuck you mean just sit there? We out here racing. What the fuck is you doing?
Yeah. That's crazy.
You had a jump before me?
I do. You know, I seen a street race one night. Six or seven jumps before anybody raced because one man was saying he would move and he jumped and back. Jump back and
shoot.
He trying to lead first. And if you ask anybody right now, I think Dave is out there right now. Big Dave. That man would leave before you can leave. He gonna move first now. I'm gonna let you know that right now. Big Dave would tell you that too. He gonna get out there first. It was all about how he gonna get it. But he gonna get it. He gonna do what he gotta do. But it's all a little tricky, but they changed so much stuff around now, it's almost like it's got all kinds of rules and everything, and that's not really street racing. Same thing with grudge racing. We're getting off a target. That's all to it, let's be real. Too much stuff there. We're almost making it like grudge racing gotta be like a class race almost now. It's a shame what they're doing. To it, you know, it's not good.
I'm pissed about the whole thing. But they're trying to rewrite the rules or something that's been going on fucking longer than they've been alive.
Yeah. But, hold on one second, you guys, because I'm going to make you open a lot of devices. I see they're still trying to get in. 336-2952, your mic is open.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
What's going on, babe?
Not much.
I hear a lot of background noise, Blake. Can you just go walk away from whatever, the TV, anything?
Yeah, hold on one second.
Okay, I can hear you.
Hey, Rico been trying to get on the show.
Yeah, we were trying to get him on. I don't see no one button.
Yeah, he's been trying. Austin been trying.
Austin been on here already.
Yeah,
Austin's been on here.
Yeah.
I said Austin's been on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Austin's been on. Austin was just on. Lil Mo was on. I don't know how else, you know. I got one more mic I'm going to open up right now. I'm going to open this one up. 336-0901. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Jeff? I got a tail off.
Okay, yeah, see, Austin's back on. But I don't know why your father's phone won't come on because there's no number up here at all. If he hits the one, you got to hit the one button and I can be able to see where you are. You hit the one button and the thing comes up and tells me.
Yeah, I tried
to
get
to? George
got a little hot and he got off.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, so, but otherwise, you know, like Josh, you know, everybody's looking for a little action. We're gonna see. Matter of fact, even got Mr. Weavy, his line is open right now, too. But what do you guys think about this here no prep race or prep track? I need to ask y'all, too, because we're starting to see more and more of this stuff, and we see a lot of people tear up cars and a lot of probably people getting successful with the cars too, but I can't. I used to always hear people say, oh, I don't want to go down the track unless it's just got track, ain't got prep, this one ain't got this. And is it a tuner's track or what is it? That's all to it. And do you want to make sure, did you rather go down a no prep track or do you rather go down a track that's already prep? Honestly, it takes better to get all the power that you can get out of your car. Or you don't mind taking that chance.
Long Island, we go to different tracks. And, you know, like all y'all tracks up north is good tracks and everything. We don't have no problem with the tracks up there. We got some tracks in the Carolinas that you go to that you got to tune to them tracks. We went down to a track. We lost the race because we didn't tune to the track. We tuned to the man we was running. And it was a bad mistake. You know what I'm saying? So
now if the track was, what would you prefer? Would you have preferred a track that was already prepped? You know, a good prep track? Or you don't want a non-prep track? Which one why do you want to hear about it? I mean, I hear so many people cry. I remember the one time people, I would go down Fairville, but it's not prepped. Meanwhile, they're going down there on a no-prep track and they're racing. I'm like, so, you know, it gets me all, like, twisted, like I'm saying to myself, what are you talking about? So now, for example, when I spent all this money, I made sure we're going to spend the money, go get Sticky Mafia, come down there, and prep the track for Fayetteville for the 22nd and 23rd. Now, anybody knows Jimmy Bradshaw is no joke to the prep. He's going to be there and go prep. Now you have people up there talking about, well, it's going to be too prepped. What kind of junk is that? I don't understand it, half of them. You want a prep track or you don't want a prep track. Which one is
Hold up. But let me show you something, though, on some real stuff. Long Island. Everybody always talk about Fayetteville track, right? But why do every time you have a race there, it be a lot of cars there? You know?
No, I understand that.
Fayetteville track ain't this.
I'm trying to make sure that I can get even the bigger tire cars and some other ones that want to come down there and want to get really busy, make sure. So, see, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not prepping just the 8th mile. We're going to prep the quarter, too, because we do have some people come from Chicago and want to run out there. And they go quarter mile. Weavy, your mic is open also, because I know Weavy's looking for a little race out the back door also. So basically, that's what we're looking at. And so I want to make sure everything is okay. Nobody can say that, oh, the track was no good. They can't say nothing because everything's going to be on the money. We're already talking about what we're buying, what we have to buy, what we got to get ready, skate the track, do everything else. All that stuff is all getting ready, and Bradshaw is doing his thing. So anybody knows how Darlington was when Bradshaw prepped it? Everybody was saying that voted that thing's track of the year and everything. The following year, when Bradshaw left, they were having problems. And now I don't know if they got the handle on it. The last time Sammy and them was there, they were having little problems trying to get down. But when Bradshaw was there, Bradshaw had it on the money. He prepped it hard. And was it a tourist thing? No, it wasn't, because the track was just so hard. It was hooked so hard. And those guys were working like crazy. Now, if you got a problem, once you got to turn around and detune your car, if you ask me, if I got to detune my car, I'm giving the guy with a slower car an advantage now. I'm giving him a chance to catch up. So that right there, that ain't to me racing. My whole thing, I want to be able to lay everything I can relate to it, and that's it. And the other man, if he lays everything, I want to make sure. If I know, I think I got him more power, I want to be able to get it to the ground. That's all. But now you're giving a guy an equal playing field, like almost. Well, you're giving them a better chance to, you know, catch up to you. And I don't think a lot of people wanted that. So this being said, I'll tell you exactly what was told to me. Keywan said I would race any small block, but if you had Bradshaw down there, I'm telling you right now, coming there to run there, any ball, small blocks, not everybody. But if you put Bradshaw on that track, I'll run anybody, any small block. That's what they said. I had a couple of the other ones out there that said the same thing from South Carolina, and I had a couple from Georgia. And if you look on the thing right now, they put it out there. You can look and see what they're talking about. They all talked it. Like Racing Jason right now, the guy just turned around and said, heck with it. We're going to lock in right away. They locked in 10-5 Drew Little Malibu. Says they'll run heads up. You know, when he heard that, oh, Weston ain't going to be there? No problem. Lock it in. And that's what's going on. Now I see a lot of other people coming in. Now, then you got some guys that run that no prep stuff. Now it's going to be too sticky. Going to be too much for me. Now, I don't know if you have some guys that got big ties that complain that the track will hook up too hard. So it's like a catch-22. You try to do the right thing, and you're wondering which one do you want. Honestly, tell you the truth. So that's my whole thing right now. I want to just see what everybody else think. But, Weavy, your mic is open, so you make sure you can go ahead. If I know you've been looking for somebody.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you can tell them what you want to say. Huh?
Oh, no, I'm just listening, you know what I mean? Elaborate a little bit on no prep and prep. I done both. I done ran on no prep. I done ran on prep. A lot of people don't know I'm one of the first dudes on the East Coast to beat one of the Oklahoma boys. I beat Freakin' Rick in 2012 at VMP when Don Omar brought him down. Actually, me and Dwayne Robinson beat him. So, but we ran no prep and prep. So, at the time, I didn't care because I didn't, you know, it was just something to do. But I probably, myself right now, wouldn't do it with a small tire car. If I did, it'd be a big tire car. But down Fayetteville, I'm looking for a quarter mile race. I got 2 8th mile races. I'm looking for somebody to go out the back door.
Okay.
It could be a big tire car or a small tire car. It don't matter.
Don't say that. Don't you dare say that.
I'm telling you, it'll be big tire, big tire, big tire or small tire.
I see Jason Jason raising his hand.
Who?
Racing Jason raising his hand.
Well, I mean, he knows what he got to do. I ain't scared of him. He know what he got to do.
What?
You gotta give me something. That ain't no just pop out and dag on and try to race.
What you need from him?
Too much for me.
What do you need from him? That's what you're saying.
Man, I can't stay there with that car. I'm talking too fast. My bad.
Okay. I saw some hands raise up. So, man, easy.
Yeah, I gotta watch. And I ain't even been drinking, so I gotta watch my word. He's too much for me.
Okay, but I know, Bay, you guys are still on here, right?
Yeah,
Austin,
I'm still here.
Can y'all turn around? Can you turn around and three-way with Rico? Because I do not see Rico's number in here at all.
I tried already.
And I see a 9816 number, but they didn't hit the one button. 336-9816. I don't know who that is. I can open that up.
I don't know who that is.
All right. That ain't them though, because they didn't hit the one button. If they hit the one button, I will open it up. But I see a lot of issues with this here going on, and a lot of people falling in line, and a lot of people like that. No prep, you know. I guess to each one. But I mean, as of grudge running, maybe that's class, if you want to call it. I'm not sure, but I can't really say what it is. You know, it's just I haven't seen nobody up there. Yeah, Big, do not see your number up there at all.
All those Street Outlaw boys are doing is equaling the playing field to their level. You know what I'm saying? That's all they doing.
And I kind of feel the same way with that.
Hey.
I see a lot of people following it, you know. That's
hey.
How I look at it.
Hey, look, I was talking to Popeye, and Popeye said he is no longer no prep racing anymore. He said he had to switch his car to no prep, then he got to switch it up to go to a good track. So he told me, he said he's no longer no prepping, and he's full-time grudge.
You guys are close to a speaker or something. The echoing. Open your mic up. That's what it is, baby girl.
Oh, that's baby girl now. Cause that ain't
hello. Yeah, you're echoing.
Baby.
Hello?
Okay, now I got you.
All right. Here goes there. You echoing.
All right.
Long Island.
What's going on, Rico?
Oh, nothing. We've been trying for an hour to get in. I'm serious.
Baby
girl,
one button never come up.
We hit one. I told Babe we can't get in. Austin tried to get us in. Lamont tried to get us in. It wouldn't go through. Both of us, me and baby girl, we've been trying for the last hour. I'm serious.
Wow,
I wanted to tell George, don't raise your voice at nobody in my crew. That's the first thing. You see what I'm saying? Now, he's off the phone now, but I can't get on there. Tell him we're going to run him as long as his name say George. Ski mask or what the hell ever. Okay? Now, let's talk about your topic that's on hand. Prep versus no prep. You want to talk about that for a second? Okay.
Yeah, sure.
If the guys, say for instance, some guys want to come to your race to no prep, you understand? You know how you want to, you want to know how you make a no prep race track, a race,
uh-huh.
or prep, or vice versa?
Hold on a second, okay?
Give them a 3 or 4 foot burnout and let them stage up. That's no prep. I don't care what's on the track. If the guys got slicks, add the tires up if they want to go down the track. But anybody that wants to say they want to spin and see who's got the tune-up and all that bull hockey, tell them to do a 3 or 4 foot burnout and stage up. That's no prep. I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Big tire, small tire, no burnout, 3 or 4 foot and stage up. That's how they do it 17 Dragway. That's why they have so many cars, because it's all about trying to get off that starting line. What if you leave soft or hard? Everybody talk about leaving soft. Them boys at 710 Dragway, they leave wide open. They leave wide open, no prep. They about to flip over, no prepping. So what is the key then? It ain't no key. Everybody got the perfect game plan until you get to the track. If everybody was so perfect, everybody be winners. But somebody got to lose. You know what I'm saying? So don't try to get into both places, yo. You ain't going to have a country music at a hip-hop fest. So one got to be the other. You're going to either be prep or no prep. You have a no prep date or prep date. Don't try to do both at one time, because guess what? It won't work. So I don't care what nobody say. I'm gone. I'm about tired of talking now.
All right, Rico. But you know what? My whole thing, I'm not a no prep guy, because I don't want to see anybody tear up anything. I'm going to be real about it. I'm not a no prep guy. I never did say I would. I always said I won't do a no prep race. But I was just wondering, what is everybody's preferences right now? And it seems like it's like almost like the people are leaning over towards it like they don't want to prep on the track no more. That's why I couldn't understand it. That's what I don't understand. Myself, I want to be able to hook. I'd rather see whatever you can give it laid out, whatever power you can get out. That's why I want to see what can happen. That's my issue on that one. So, but otherwise, we'll see. We will see. And as he said, there's a lot of other guys that have been calling me up, and they're looking for action. Like I just said, Weeby just said it. He want to go down the quarter mile now. We got a lot of small block action, motor action, that want to come out and do stuff. That been calling. We got a lot of nitrous cars, small blocks that want to come, that want to do anything. Also, we got these new cars that's coming out. The new Cadillacs, the new Corvettes. If anybody has something like that that's looking for action, they do have a couple that fits that description. They even have a new Jeep. They're looking for action also. So if you have anything in that category and you're looking for action, please let me know. Because I know they're coming down with their Cadillacs and a couple of the guys, the Mamba, they call it. They're all coming. Street King and the guys are coming. Street King's going to bring like 3 or 4 cars. And I forgot the guy's name. I'm going to see if Nate calls in right quick. Because I wanted to tell him the name of the car that, what's his name, was running, Jason. I just forgot the name now. And they could tell you from South Carolina. Well, Drew's running, 10-5 Drew. But right now, I see a lot of guys been talking about it. They're talking about they want to get busy. I don't know if it's because it's winter time and everybody's got the cabin fever. But one thing about it, I can say, if you're locking in, it's got to be something got to be right. That's how I look at it. I won't be holding on too long because I have to go see my sister, my niece, at the hospital here because she's been back and forth in. But if anybody else that want to come in right now and has something to say, feel free. You're in a static right now. So let me try to find out which one this is. Hey, which phone that number is at?
You know what you should do, Joe?
What's that?
You should go on and put on a no prep race and see how it worked out.
Now I'm sorry, but I'm against it because you know what would happen with me? It'd be my luck that I see somebody's car get torn up, and I'm the first one to go up there, and I'm reaching in my pocket trying to help a person out because I feel like I let them down on the track surface. I done did that a couple times, and anybody can tell you about that I did. So that's why I said I didn't want to do a no prep race. I let anybody else do it. I'm not really into it. I don't want to see nobody tear up their car. And that's what's going on right now. I'm not into that. I'll watch, you know, I'll see, look and see something, but I hate to see a car get torn up.
See
a car get torn up and then someone says the track wasn't that good, this, that, I hate to hear that. You know, I really hate to hear it. And it's been a lot of that. You know, everybody knows. We got the guys, when we come out there from Jersey and New York and everything, when you see them, they're talking about they're locking in races and they're running for this big money. What track are they looking? You hear them. They talk, we're going to do it at Buzz Creek. Doing that Buzz Creek because they want to be able to lay everything out. They want to make sure everything prepped the way they want. They want to come on out and be able to not worry about anything. That's my whole thing. So you want to make sure that you're right. You don't want to come out half-stepping. I don't want to hear nothing from nobody saying, oh, the reason why I lost because I spun the tires, the track was shit, they just garbage. How many times you done heard that a couple of races that's done happened? You know, nobody wants to hear that. So, I don't know, somebody's mic, because they buy something by air or something, because you hear it like the window or something's open on their car or they buy a machine or something.
Well, I'm going to go through this tunnel, or I might get cut off.
Oh, so it might be yours. You got your window down or something?
No, I said I'm going to go through under this tunnel, under this water, so I might get cut off. But no, my windows is up in the car.
Oh, okay. All right, no problem. Yeah, that's the whole deal right now. I just want to make sure everything is on the up and up. When we go out there, don't want to hear nobody got any problems whatsoever. I want to make sure they get. And that's it. You know, that's all to it. We're going to see what happens, and that's where we're going to go from there. I see a lot of, I get a lot of texts while I'm on the show. But sometimes you guys got to come on and say it yourself. I don't like to be the secondhand person and tell people. So sometimes when I see people tell me to say something, I'd rather for them to come out. I'm going to just let you know right now. I don't like to say this person will be here, that person be. I'd rather have you say it. And nobody can say that, oh, well, he said this, you said that. And I'd rather let the person come on the other self and say it, that you're coming. Because I don't like to hear anything later on down the line. Well, he said he was coming. No. Nope. You know, if you say it, then it ain't on me. But me, if I say it, I'm not going to turn around. And that's just the same thing I tell all of you guys right now. You didn't put up the deposits. And I'm sorry to say this, I see a lot of other races. And I will not say, I'm not holding nothing bad against you guys, or bad as I won't say anything bad. But you can tell me it's locked and all this here, I refuse to say it's locked. I'm not, as they end up deposit up, I don't want to be the one turning around and say it's a locked in race. And then the first thing somebody goes is they call somebody gay hustling or something like that. So I'm not calling your race out. And it's not just one person. I'm going to say I got 12 races here sitting in front of my face right now that I'm looking at that said that they're locked. And I will not say it until I know they got a deposit, man. That's it. They ain't got that. I'm not going to be the person that say it. If they want to say it, it's on them. But I refuse to turn around and do that, and then everybody comes to the track to go watch a race. And next year, well, the guy had a problem, so I didn't run. Did you get the deposit? No, we didn't lock it in. No, you're not going to hear that on me. Not going to hear that from me on my show. I refuse to do that. No, I refuse to put names down. It may look good, but it's not good to me. But if all the races that you see right now that are locked in that you see putting down, those are really, I'm not worried about that. It's deposit, so got no problem with that. I'm just sorry. I see a lot of guys keep texting me. Tell my son, tell him about our race that we got going on. Tell me, well, my problem is I don't want to say. And I refuse to do it. I'm just not going to do it. Now, if you get your deposit man on and say what it is, that's a totally different story. Otherwise, I'm not going to take care of that. On the 30th, I know there's a couple other races going on. You got VMP going on. You got, you got Fred in them. They got something going on at, down the Capitol Raceway on May 11th. I got one of Long Island Boys Attack. Also, I have the guys from down south also coming up. You have Mickey and the crew. We got quite a bit guys pulling up there. They're going to be going to Colonial Beach. Going to be Colonial Beach on May 11th. Also, we have a couple other things that's shaking around. I know we got a couple races that we got locked in already, but I'll talk about those a little bit later on because I'm waiting for one thing before I can say anything because my son, I can't lock the one race in until I get his parts back, a couple parts back, and then they can lock it in after this week. So once that's back, then we'll go from there. But otherwise, the season's starting out. It's going to be starting out. I think it's going to start off on the right foot. Also, I'm just letting everybody know right now, the first week out, we're not going to have the Ladies of Grudge. I know I have two of them definitely ready. The other two, certain possibles, but I don't want to turn around and I'm not going to tell you, yes, they got a grudge, they're all going to come, and then it'll be only two. That's not fair for nobody else. And like I said it before, back of last year when it first started out, it was the four girls before that raced in it, and I was letting them get a call unfinished business for the first one. The next time I do a show and I do a Ladies of Grudge, it is open. It is not for one. It's not for four girls. I refuse to say, like, it's only going to be four people and that's it. I want to make sure it's open because I have a lot of other women that come in to support. Somehow I've got to turn around and figure out how we're going to do it. Like, I know Gloria had her car was broke at the time. She couldn't do anything. Yeah, had a few other people coming out. I'm not sure her name, but she had the Pink Mustang, not Pink Panther, but it's another one. She wanted to run in it. They came at the last minute. Ariel, she wanted to come in it. There's a lot of women, and there's no way in the world I would say no. Just let everybody know ahead of time. There's no way in the world I would say no to someone that's been out there grudging. That's not fair to nobody. I don't care who you are, whether you're black, white, Puerto, whatever. Everybody that's a grudge racer, it's just like me turning around and putting a 28-inch tall tires cut, and you come out there with 28 and say, look, I want to get in the class, and I tell you no. That's not fair to nobody. So I can't be biased on nothing. The first one was done because they always supported me. They were always at the show, and every time I noticed they were there, they might have been the only ones that was there, those girls. And I decided since they were coming back again the next time, I wanted to throw something at them, so that's what I did. That's the reason why I came about the four Ladies of Grudge, because those four women were always at every show with the tapings and everything, so I wanted to make sure it was out there. Now for the next time, like I said, I said I have to open up. I can't turn around and let the other ones not run. So that's what the deal was, so everybody can hear what happened. But like I said, I was going to do unfinished business because of the other two that broke. One broke the motor and one broke the tranny. I'm not sure if both broke the motor. But still, they all know they did a good show. They were there. They ran on Friday night. They made their passes, but it was one of those things where I kind of like wanted to make sure everybody was coming off the trailer on Saturday and not making any passes so they were ready, so nobody felt like they got cheated out. But, you know, they went and did their test session on their own and just had the unfortunate happen, that's all. So that's what happened with the whole deal there, but hats off to Brittany. She came off the trailer and did her thing. That's what Charlie Brown was talking about, his car. The car, he already got a certain tune-up in it. He knows where he can get from A to B, whether it's no prep or prep. And he's not lying about how the car runs. It's just nice and smooth. And some people got their program in order. That's all I can say. It's for certain things they can do. Not all cars can do it. But whatever, like you said, I really don't know about it, how you can do it, but, you know, teach is young, and I guess all I can say. I mean, like you said, it's only like 2/10 off. That's something to say with no prep. A slick track and get down there. So I'm impressed, very impressed. But everything else this year, we seem like we're going to move around a little bit, going to do a little something different. I got a little plan for the guys and fellas up here. I'm working on it. So these guys, all you guys know, I do have the carrier. We're going to be having the carrier. They'll be coming up first tomorrow. Then I'll let everybody know about it, how much the carrier is going to be. They're going to be telling me that tomorrow. The motor carrier to carry eight cars. We're going to be carrying eight cars down to Fayetteville, and then we're going to be carrying eight cars down to Capitol when we come. Capitol, Colonial Beach when we come. We have a couple places. I'm supposed to be going out west. We're going to do a little traveling like we said we're going to do. So it's going to be a little different this year. I had a little fun with it. And also we got a bus also for Fayetteville. That's all taken care of. And we got a bus for Buzz Creek. And we're working for one for Colonial Beach. We'll see what happens. But you guys, I'm going to have to end the show early tonight because I'm getting the page from my niece. And I have to go up to Stony Brook Hospital right now. So if any last words, if anybody has any last words right now, you can say it right now because I'm going to be moving out. Got to make sure I got to get up there. Anybody got any last words there?
Good night, everybody.
Okay, thanks for listening. I appreciate everybody coming on, and I will get back on next week. Okay, take care. God bless.
Take care and good night.
Okay.